SpaceX buys Cursor, OpenAI pulls the plug, and developer trust in closed APIs fractures. SpaceX's acquisition of Cursor, the AI-powered code editor that had been growing rapidly, generated more comment energy on Hacker News this week than any other story, and the catalyst was OpenAI's response. A post titled "Our Decision on Cursor Following Its Acquisition by SpaceX Announcing the Revocation of Cursor's API Access." The subtext was plain. OpenAI views SpaceX, and by extension Elon Musk's broader orbit, including xAI, the competing AI venture, and a long history of litigation, as adversarial, and acted accordingly. The move carries implications well beyond one acquisition. OpenAI has positioned its API as a neutral infrastructure layer that developers can build on, conditioning access on the identity of a customer's acquirer signals that the relationship is contingent in ways that go beyond standard terms of service enforcement. Enterprise customers, in particular, do not typically accept that kind of counterparty risk, and the HN discussion, 315 comments, split between those sympathetic to OpenAI's competitive concerns and those arguing that a serious developer platform cannot operate this way. For Cursor, now under SpaceX, the immediate practical problem is migrating millions of users who have built workflows around GPT-4 class model quality. Potential destinations include Anthropic, Mistral, or self-hosted open-weight models, none of which is a trivial swap at scale. One thesis circulating in the HN thread holds that Cursor could become primarily an internal tool for SpaceX's avionics, satellite control, and Starship software operations, changing the competitive dynamics of the product entirely, or that it could become a distribution channel for Musk's Grok models through xAI. The antitrust dimension has received less attention than the business drama. Under Section 2 of the Sherman Act, market power alone does not create liability. The question is whether a dominant firm used that power to engage in exclusionary conduct that harms competition rather than simply outcompeting rivals on merit. Whether revoking API access on the basis of an acquirer's identity constitutes such conduct, especially given the plausible non-exclusionary justification of competitive concern, is genuinely contested. But practitioners noted it is precisely the kind of fact pattern that ends up cited in regulatory filings, and both the FTC and the European Commission have been increasingly active in scrutinizing AI market behavior.